Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our crew with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. With this, my soul is back. Embrace that thought. Know that it is so for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right, all right, all right. So, today I'm going to be talking about your natural self. You know, oftentimes we are confused about who we are, why we're here, what's our purpose. And really, there shouldn't be any confusion about it at all. But so much dogma out there. And people have all these ideas and make certain assumptions. It just don't add up. Sometimes we pass on information we have heard somebody else say, and we don't really think it out. And basically, what we have to understand is that most of what we think we know is probably not true. And I know that's hard to hear, but the reason I say that is because I know that oftentimes people don't bother to verify or check information. That they just accept it because they heard it, and especially if they heard it from somebody who's supposed to be reputable. And even if it doesn't work for them, they are still inclined to go along with it. And I guess what I'm saying all in all is that sometimes we just don't think. Okay? And we just do most things by force of habit. And the thing about those habits is that those habits make up your future. Okay? And people are often confused about that as well, because they think that they are separate. But sometimes what you say are in conflict with each other, and then what you think and say may be in conflict with what you do. Okay? And this is one of the problems that people who practice a lot of affirmations recklessly, not knowing how to do this, often get themselves into trouble and can't demonstrate the blessing or the good that they want in their life because there's conflict and they don't recognize that. If you walk around telling yourself that you are wealthy and healthy and loved and beautiful and none of that is true. You basically are kidding yourself. And I understand that some people teach you that you need to change your subconscious mind to accept these things. But your subconscious mind is not going to accept what it can't change. And so you, on the other hand, are feeding it the same kind of information that contradicts what you have said, then, of course, you're not going to get anywhere. Okay? So, case in point, say you are a waitress, okay, at a restaurant. You're doing it okay, but, you know, it's hard work. And you're tired afterwards, and you put up with a lot of different personalities and different customers, and there's a lot to deal with the coworkers and your schedule and so on and so forth. Okay? And if you start adopting an affirmation program that tells you that none of this is true, and instead that you are healthy and wealthy and loved and appreciated and everything is perfect in your life, but yet each and every day you go to work and you deal with those irate customers, okay, and some of the unreasonable coworkers, okay, maybe your boss who gets a little out of pocket from time to time when you get stressed. And all the other things, the personal things that go into your being a person. Okay, basically all you're doing is confusing yourself. Now, I'm not saying that affirmations don't work. Affirmations do work in the right environment. Okay? If you have been a housewife, a student, or someone who has yet to set up these kinds of conflicts in your life, then you have a much greater chance of having success with affirmation because there's no conflict and your habits don't conflict with the affirmation. Okay? So basically, the waitress continues to struggle and to deal with the same old problems that she can't seem to get past it because she is continually doing the thing that she doesn't want to do. Okay? And naturally, she has, you know, bad things to say about the job and how much she hates this or that, and there's conflict going on between her and her coworkers, and she is starting to resent some of the customers, and you know, there's all this confusion going on. And at that time, she's not affirming her wealth and her happiness and her health and love. Okay, so basically, nothing happens, or else you're going back and forth at the same time, which keeps you in the same position. So, the important thing to understand here is who you really are. Understanding what you, in your natural state, your natural self, is, and how you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. Now understand, and I say this often, life is not going to stop and wait for you to catch up or figure it out. Life is ongoing. And there are 7 billion other people on this planet, okay, that are continually manifesting. Okay, dreaming dreams and putting action behind it and And what may be true today may not be true next week, okay, because of our new discoveries, our new creations, okay, our new understanding, new laws, okay, new rules. And so you are not on your own here, okay? Too many times we want to tell people as people of authority, you can do what you want to do. Actually, you can't, okay? You have to work within certain confines. But if you can obey the laws or the rules, okay, given in which you live, then you are unlimited. By choice, you can accomplish just about anything you want to, as long as you remain within that particular jurisdiction and don't break any laws, or at least don't get caught. Okay. Now, why do I say that? I say that for a reason. Okay. Oftentimes, people don't understand that money doesn't really come to you. You go to it. Okay. Success does not just shine on you and all of a sudden, you know, it's like you've been hit with a magic wand and everything is wonderful in your life. Okay? Instead, you go to it. You go seeking it. Okay? And you pick and choose that which you want to be, do, and have. And when you are in sync and working towards a particular goal and objective, and are clear on that, then you will find it will rise up to meet you, and everything is fine. You're successful. Okay? But if, on the other hand, your vision is blurred, okay, and you are blocked by all kinds of circumstances and committed to the struggle in your life, and you know, I know people who have had, you know, like their mother or their spouse that they have had to take care of because they have had a debilitating or degenerating disease, which pretty much caused them to have to abandon their own goals. And ultimately, it was a choice that they made, but they chose according to what they thought they could live with or what they thought was the right thing to do. So now we have two lives that basically are lost, okay, because one is sick and dying, and the other is there to take care of them, okay, and sacrificing their assignment from God or their natural state. You see, your natural state is comprised of your assignment from God, your purpose, your arsenal, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your interests, your hobbies, your objectives, your reason for being on the planet. Okay? And your reason for being on the planet is to be of value, to express yourself so that you can make changes, transform, repackage, shift, renew, repurpose that which has already been done. Okay. Each of us brings something different, something new, something unique to the table. And no one else has ever been, nor will they ever be, just like you. The thing is, we all have distractions. We all have people or events or circumstances that kind of get us off course. And it's difficult to make decisions as to how to handle that. And some people are deemed selfish if they only think of themselves or they decide to just go forward with their mission and put everything else aside. And some people are deemed heartless, okay, and they make these sacrifices willingly and knowingly and think that somehow this is going to give them later on in life, okay? People often sit and worry about their karmic bank, whether or not it's in arrears or whether it's overflowing with blessings, okay, due to them. Well, all of that is a choice as well. If that is what you believe, then so shall it play out in your life. If you understand that you are making choices in order to serve your purpose, to fulfill your assignment, to accomplish your goals, to utilize your skills, talents, and abilities, and the best way you know how, okay, on a consistent, if not daily basis, okay? If you understand that that is your purpose, that is the plan, and you deviate from that plan, you will find yourself in struggle. Now, I want to go back to what I was saying. Money doesn't come to you. Success doesn't come to you, okay? Love doesn't come to you, okay? There's no entitlement there, okay? We often think there is, but we also are assured that some mothers don't love their children. Some children don't love their parents, okay? Some siblings don't love their siblings. It is what it is, okay? There are exceptions to the rule, and that is what makes certain things untrue, because they're not true for everybody. But one thing is true, for sure, and that is whatever it is that you want or desire, you need to go get it, okay? Go toward it. If you find that you cannot live your dream where you're at, then go where you can live your dream, okay? Give you an example. There are people that grew up in Idaho, Utah, Wisconsin, okay, Columbus, Ohio. I'm just randomly picking places, okay, where I know that certain stars were born and raised and they wanted to become movie stars. For where they were at, this was an impossibility. Okay, just wasn't going to happen. But one day they had a great idea, and it's like, hey, I'm going to Hollywood, California, and I'm going to become a star. And so they went out there and did whatever it was that they had to do And this is the reason why we know about them today. And they have become icons. They have become great stars because they believe in themselves and they took the initiative to go where their reward, their success, the money was for them. Okay? Too many times people have come to me and said, yeah, I have this opportunity, but it's in another state or in another country, and I don't know what I should do. Well, is this your dream job or opportunity? Is this what you have been asking for? Then this is a no-brainer. Go where your success is. There is no sense in staying committed and loyal to something that's not working for you. I'll give you another example. People stay in relationships that have long since burned out. Okay? And they basically can't stand each other. But they stay in it because they feel they've committed themselves and, you know, they didn't plan to get out of the relationship when they got in it. So therefore, they should stay and suffer regardless. Okay? And I think there is written in some of the marriage vows somewhere that says, for better or for worse, or death do us part. Well, common sense would tell you that that no longer applies today. Okay? Because there are different types of death. And some people need to understand that. Okay? And not doing something about a bad situation is death. But understand something. There are fakes that are worse than death. And that, to me, would be one of them. Okay? Staying in a really bad, say, abusive, whether emotionally or physically abusive relationship, you know it's time to go. So what I'm talking about here is understanding who you are, your natural state, who you are, your natural self, okay? That which drives you, that which drives that body, your spacesuit, that your soul is walking around in and living your dream. Sometimes your purpose is right there. Your plan of action is right there, clouded by the assumption that if God wanted me to be over there, then I would have been put over there, or I would have been born over there, or, you know, you tell yourself that you can be successful and happy and that everything in your life is going perfectly when it's not, okay? And you are beating up on yourself because you feel like a failure or feel that you are inadequate because you cannot live up to those newly found expectations you have set for yourself, okay? I have had to undo the damage. There's so many reckless, you know, or healers or counselors have done to other people because you cannot lie to yourself, okay? And expect to win, okay? Now, there is a remedy for that, yes, okay? And I tell you what that is. Basically, you know, when you're ready to move into that new position, when you are ready to succeed, when you are ready to have that loving relationship, when you are ready to be your natural self, you will receive all the gifts that life has to offer, okay? If you would lay down those things that are standing in your way. Okay? And that's 95% of the problem right there. Okay? The waitress I spoke of earlier doesn't need to be waiting tables and doing the affirmations that contradict it. Okay? Well, and probably to become very depressed about it. Okay? And she feels that life is unjust. Life is not unjust. Okay? It's just that she's lying to herself. Okay? The lady that stays in the abusive relationship and tells herself that, you know, she's there because she committed her life to it and she doesn't, you know, want to leave. Okay? You're basically doing it to yourself. Okay? The person who is not allowing themselves to go where they need to go in order to receive the money, the success, the love, the health, the happiness that they desire is just kidding themselves. You know when you are in your rightful place. You know when you are being your natural self. Okay? It's effortless. And that's the key right there. You know it's God ordained. You know it's meant for you. You know that you can be happy, healthy, and blessed when you're in the right place. Okay? How many people have you heard of that needed to go to a drier climate, move to Arizona or somewhere out there in order to alleviate their problems with asthma or arthritis or other illnesses? Okay? Because their environment, their climate, did not complement their other choices. And all diseases are choices. Okay? I know that's hard to hear. But how would it change if it wasn't a choice? Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Open your eyes, join the program, and finally allow yourself, your natural self, to come through. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.